There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome into Follow the Money on a Thursday. Hope you got that coffee flowing and excitement ready for a fun, packed 3 hours of football talk, baseball talk, everything you could ask for. Stormy Bonantoni and Dave Ross in for Mitch and Pauly this morning.
You got to have the big cups of coffee.
But I'm confused, like, because I'm looking at your coffee cup here. Love the look. USA, America, but memorializing 2020?
Well,
I thought that was the year we wanted to forget.
Let's cross out the year. Just go USA. You don't have to remember 2020 with the advent of COVID. But, like, hopefully we are all – I hope we're all back to normal now in the sports world, at least. Because I can't
unless
do, like,
you're
games
the Toronto
without
fans. Blue Jays and you have to cross the border. That seems to be the difficulty.
It gets dicey.
We'll see if that changes by the time we get back to the NHL season next year. Who knows?
Right. I forget about that when you go north of the border, it still gets a little.
Yeah, it'd be like that. So hopefully we
you know
start
what that's like.
Working it out here. We're going to have a great show, though. So the first hour and a half, you're going to be stuck with Dave and I. But then the guest list is on fire. Fleek later on. Bryant McFadden, former Florida State Seminole, Steelers, two-time Super Bowl champ, now turning the page to CBS NFL analyst. He's going to join us. He's been at Raiders training camp, so we'll talk to him about that as well as his former team. And then the last hour, it is all things college football all the time because we are releasing our college football betting guide today. So Wes Reynolds, Steve McKinnon, Adam Burke, a few of the great contributors that have made this guide what it is, 131 pages.
Unbelievable.
Of pure insight from these guys.
Well, again, if you want to be
350 pages. Oh my gosh. Where did I get 131 teams? So I got the numbers all flipped in my mind, but it is stacked.
But think of this. If you're really serious about betting college football, you need to get the all-access subscription to
Absolutely.
It so you can get the college football guide that's out today. And again, we sound like shills for the company for good reason. If you want to be a smart investor in college football, and we'll have Wes, Steve, and Adam to break it down that last hour, we're not kidding. I mean, they've done all the work for you. Now you have to do is take those seeds information and then make them a very fruitful season for you in the college football betting market because it's there to be had. And these guys broke it down like nobody else can do.
Absolutely. Team-by-team breakdowns, season win totals, division win, all that stuff. So that'll be a great hour. I'm really looking forward to it. But where we're going to start is in the NFL because training camp well underway now. A lot of news to get to. And let's start with my San Francisco 49ers, Deebo Samuel.
Oh.
Not out there on the practice field. He did report, But obviously, it's one of those hold-in situations where he shows up, but he's still trying to get that contract sealed. General Manager John Lynch says that they're in a good place. He said they've had substantive and productive conversations with his agent, with him. So hopefully they get something done in the near future, but not practicing yet.
I'm always curious how that goes. Like, you know, we're in a really good place. We had good talks. We had coffee. We broke bread. I mean, like, how hard can it be to, like, here's the number.
It's like they need Jimmy G off their books so that they can get him more money.
Wait, we gotta move Jimmy G. And, you know, there's some rumors floating out that maybe the Giants might be picked. We'll find out. There are a lot of fake accounts going on out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of misinformation going on out there as well. We'll find out where Jimmy G lands. But I do wonder if we've got to free up some money. And part of that money might be tied to Jimmy G right now. The Debo thing is interesting because the way Kyle runs his offense, and you know this as a Niners fan and somebody who watches that team closely, I mean, it works because of people like Debo Samuel, right? You can't just get another wide receiver slash running back. Good luck finding a hybrid like Debo to run that system. But I do think Debo's to the point, too. He's like, hey, I'm getting beaten up like a running back. Mm-hmm. So you need to do right by me because my life expectancy in the NFL won't be that of a typical wide receiver with the physical pounding my body's going to take as a running back. And I understand that.
And in turn, from a compensation standpoint, too, he wants to be paid like a top wide receiver. So obviously, he was one of the best in the game last year, had more than 1,750 yards from scrimmage last year, 14 touchdowns, first-time Pro Bowler. So they want to lock him up and obviously give Trey Lance a weapon that's going to make him look good in his first full season as a starter as well.
And they've made the point. Look, it's we all knew this is going to be Trey Lance's team. They've come out in record. This is going to be his team. We're turning the keys over to him. You know that Debo, I know Debo's got a proclivity for Jimmy G, and I'm sure a lot of those guys do, that play with Jimmy and got to a Super Bowl, got very close to winning one. But now you got to roll with a new kid, and the new kid's going to be Trey. So let's see how that plays out for the Niners. But I think they'll have Debo in the fall before the season begins, obviously. This is one of those deals that I'm not going to go and put my body on the line at training camp and or fake football, potentially risk injury, until you pay me the bag.
Yes.
And then when you pay me the bag, I'll probably still go in half motion, but I know what to do for the 17 games. That's the important thing.
Yes, sir. And very high expectations for this team. Win total set at 10. They're very close to the Rams odds to win the NFC West as well. Speaking of the NFC West, another guy holding in, so to speak, DK Metcalf of the Seattle Seahawks. He sat on the sideline. He, too, is seeking a new extension coming off foot surgery. Charger safety Derwin James, another name sitting out. So this is a trend that we're going to see here in the preseason. We'll see who eventually does get out. And there, take a look at DK Metcalf. There he is in his neon hat glory, as per usual.
The thing with DK, like, okay, he's done it, but he had Russell Wilson to help make him and get this new bag that he's going to get, right? Derwin James, for me, in the Chargers, and somebody's got some futures on the Chargers. Like, get to camp. You've been banged up. Like, you are a stud. Everybody knows that coming out of Florida State, he's a difference maker on defense. But it's, like, to me, DK can say, look at my body of work. Debo Samuel, look at my body of work. Derwin James, I've been injured a lot. So, like, we know the talent's there, and the upside is fantastic, but, you know, the best ability is availability. And you got to be on the field.
Yep.
So, like, to me, it's hard for me to just say, yeah, you've earned this, right? So, like, I think Debo and DK, to an extent, have a much better case as to why they might be able to jump the line, get a new deal. Derwin James, if I'm Tom Telesco and I'm there in L.A., I'm like, you know, hey, we like you, but you haven't exactly shown out because you've been off the field more than you've been on it. So that might be an issue for me if I'm Chargers brass.
Meanwhile, a player who is back, former Offensive Player of the Year, Michael Thomas, back for the Saints. A huge development, of course, after having multiple ankle surgeries. First time on the practice field out of camp after 18 months. He participated in every part of practice yesterday except the full team drills. And you see the video there, not wearing any noticeable of Debo there on your screen now. Mm-hmm. Is that Lombardi that posted that? Love that.
There's
the Saints work here. But he didn't have any noticeable brace or anything like that on his ankle, which I think is a good sign for him to get off and running here.
Yeah, off the PUP list, which is good. You don't want to be on that after we missed you all last year in New Orleans land. I think for Chris Olave, another Ohio Stater there for Michael Thomas, that's going to be huge for them. Because, like, you know, like Michael Irvin back in the, you know, University of Miami days, those guys stick together. And I think Ohio State's kind of, they do that. It's a big deal, that college thing. So I think those two Ohio State guys, Michael Thomas is going to want to get Chris Olave up to his level. And they'll be like, look at us, look at the Buckeyes taking over the Saints. So if you get Michael Thomas back to even close to being what he was 2 years ago, pre-injury, woo.
Well, and you think about Jameis Winston, he's coming off the ACL as well before he got injured, 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and that was without Michael Thomas.
Right.
So have them together. I feel like things could be – I'm optimistic about the Saints this year personally.
I am too. My concern there is with Sean Payton gone, right, and it felt like Sean was starting to extract that great football out of Jameis Winston and not turning it over. So now, with these weapons back, does Jameis go, ooh, I can throw it like Tampa Bay again, and we get that 30-for-30 club?
Wouldn't you think, though, that you saw the dividends of your hard work paying off, that you would want to stay on that trajectory? I don't think he's just going to let it loose.
I hope not, because back then in the Bruce Arians days in Tampa, when he had the 30 touchdowns, 30 picks, no risk it, no biscuit. That's the way B.A. coached, right? So he kind of let Jameis go, and you saw what happened. It was one of the most exciting slash confusing seasons in NFL history from Jameis Winston. Mm-hmm. It's like he throws a touchdown and then he throws a pick six.
How do you look like the best player in the world and the worst in the same 10 minutes? It doesn't make sense.
It was unbelievable. So it felt like Sean Payton was reeling that in, and now Sean's gone. You get Thomas and Olave. Olave's going to take the top off the defense a little bit. I just wonder if Jameis goes, I'm going to start EWs again and then do all that stuff that got him in trouble. So,
is still one of the most bizarre things that I can remember is that video just chomped.
And his teammates,
chomp.
The looks on their face were like, what in the hell are you doing, dude?
The news continues, and we'll have plenty of NFL talk throughout the course of the show today. But also, Major League Baseball yesterday, Mike Trout came out that he's diagnosed with a rare chronic back condition. So his return for this season all of a sudden is pretty uncertain. The Angels beat reporter Jeff Fletcher reported that Trout told him he will play again this year. So that's his mindset, but he acknowledges, he has to stay on top of the maintenance on his back, says that he's not concerned about his career. So a good sign there for the way that Trout is personally approaching this.
Remember yesterday?
I mean, the Angels are still bad, but great news for Trout. He feels confident.
It's unbelievable now with the injuries that Trout has had the last couple of years. And it does feel like yesterday he was the unquestioned best player in baseball. Right? He's rotting in Anaheim. They need to trade him to the East Coast to be a star. He's still a star. But this is now, it's got to be very concerning. We're talking about 3 years in a row where Trout's having major issues, right? So, I'm starting to wonder, and I hope this isn't the case, have we seen the best, the absolute best of Mike Trout behind us? Because now it's all about Shohei. And you get why it's all about Shohei. But, again, we just talked about, availability being the best ability. He can't play 162. He hadn't done it in 3 years.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I just wonder, I hope that we get Mike Trout. To me, if I'm the Angels, and I know he wanted to play, remember last year he came back late in the year? Dude, sit him down.
That's what I was thinking. Very clearly a lost year for this squad. Just let him figure out whatever he needs to figure out with his back. Come back next year, be strong. This first hour of Follow the Money presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at betrivers.com. When we come back here on Follow the Money, win some, lose some, we'll continue our Major League Baseball conversation because there were some good wins. There were some bad beats yesterday.
Padres.
Honestly. I don't want to talk about it. Don't go anywhere. More Follow the Money ahead.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
And I kid you not, Dave and I started the show today saying, loser! You're a loser!
You're a loser! Well, it gets stuck in your head.
It really does. Addictive. We will start on the win some side of things, though, here to get us off and running. The Tigers, plus 120 underdogs, beat the Padres. Walk off, city.
Trevor Rogers is going to give Padre fans a heart attack. Like, I've lost two Padre run line bets this year. The Padres still held on to win, but he just always seems to get, like, the two-run lead in the ninth. He's going to give up one. And this time he gives up the winning run. To lose back-to-back.
Well, that's what's tough about it. Down 3-2, Detroit was down 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth, and then Victor Reyes walks it off. Two out, two-run double. Tigers win it 4-3. A bad beat for Yu Darvish, too, who had a great day. Allowed just two runs in seven innings, 11 strikeouts. So sometimes it be like that. Ketel Marte with the long ball catching, plus 550 against the Giants. First score of the game.
What's happened to the Giants?
They're falling apart.
They're not losing some. They're losing all. My goodness, what's happened to them?
I know.
The G-men right now.
But listen to this for Marte. He had just four home runs the first 3 months of the season. He's had six in July.
And this is an all-star caliber player who had been struggling and then all of a sudden getting hot against San Fran. But everybody's getting hot against San Fran right now. I mean, they have just slipped out of the West.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk more about them in a little bit here. But the A's sweep the Astros. You have to think, like, this Houston team, how do you come out of the break, beat the Yankees,
double dip,
beat the Seattle Mariners, who are coming off a 14-game win streak, and then lose three straight to Oakland, who is second only to the Nationals for worst team in Major League Baseball?
A's have caught fire all of a sudden. It's one of those. This is the 162, right? And then there's always going to be three in there that you go, how in the world did that happen? Like at the end of the year, when you look back, let's say Houston comes up a game short of best record and the Yankees get the one seed in the AL. This will be the reason. Getting swept by Oakland? How does that happen? But it happens. And again, if you start to think, first sweep of the year for the A's comes against the Stros, go figure.
And I was going to ask you, so I'm glad you said it. Is this one of those things you just chalk up to baseball?
Yeah, 162.
Baseball.
That's it.
Also, the Brewers and Twins over 8, never in doubt, a 10-4 final there. And how about the Subway Series? Max Scherzer, Scherzer Day, on his 38th birthday, he was 3-1 with a 1.04 ERA on his birthday, added to it last night in a big way.
Are we going to stop asking, like, Scherz being 38, Justin Verlander? I don't even know how old Verlander is.
Age is just a number at this point.
He's got to be like 52 at this stage, I think. He and Kate Upton. Like, they, at some point, these guys just keep... We have to stop going, well, at some point, the greats, they're not falling off. They're figuring out the fountain of youth, and it's really impressive to watch.
7 innings pitched, 6 strikeouts. The bullpen tried to give it away for a second, but they end up winning 3-2. And good thing for Mets backers, because the money came in on New York last night. Bet up from -160. I say New York. Bet up, though, from -165 to 195, the closing number.
Well, my group text, Meet the Mess, because we're so used to losing instead of Meet the Mets. My boys were going nuts because David Peterson came in and they're like, what's Buck doing? We're going to a starter out of the pen. He's not ready. He gives up the 2 runs. Like, just calm down, boys. It's going to be all right. Everything's fine. Diaz gets a save. Mets win.
Can you call it a sweep if it's just 2 games?
Sure, you can. If it's against the hated Yankees,
I was going to say, the answer is always going to be 1-1 or 2-0. That's all that you can get. That's the only result. Sweep
seems a little. It depends if you won those two or lost. If you lose the team, you go, wasn't even a full series. If you won, you go, what is a hell of a sweep.
There we go. Let's get to the videos, because you know your girl is a Notre Dame fan.
Oh, my.
And the jersey reveal for the Shamrock Series game they're going to play against BYU here in Vegas at Allegiant Stadium was electric. The acting from Marcus Freeman, from the players, from the Golics, I have no words.
I tweeted at you and Tim Murray, our resident Notre Damers here. I don't like Notre Dame. I don't dislike Notre Dame. I'm ambivalent. This was awesome.
Yeah.
This was so well done. And it's like, to go that full hangover and like really dive into your roles, like Marcus Freeman, head coaches now have to be part actor.
Well, so even this was what I loved so much. And I mean, there were multiple parts of this that I could say were my favorite. But at the very end, when they're doing, we're the three best friends that anyone could have. Like,
I'm your coach.
I am your coach, guys. But we can still celebrate together.
But okay. My kids love this stuff. This resonates.
It's awesome. Right? If you haven't seen it, go to @ndfootball on Twitter, their official account. This video is awesome.
Do you love the uniforms?
I love them.
You do.
I think they look sharp. I've got to be honest with you. Very cool. Very Vegas as well, with the gold.
So that means BYU has to wear blue then, right? Like, they can't wait, because BYU wears a lot of white too. They can't go white out, white against white, right?
Can't do it.
No.
I could talk about this all day, but we do have to move on. And another video that I loved that we actually found while we were on air yesterday and had to get the video here. Eli Manning and Arch. Arch Manning getting out juggled.
I cannot believe that kid's playing college football. He looks like he's 12. Like Eli looks like he should be going to Ole Miss.
He's still a year away.
But I mean, that kid's going to be a major college football player next year.
Largely considered
the number one guy. He should be like serving me ice cream at Dairy Queen.
They say he could be the best Manning. Can't juggle.
He can't juggle. Do they know how good Dad was? They've already forgotten how good Pops was.
And Grandpa. Like, come on. Like, go down the list.
I always feel bad for Cooper.
I can't juggle it all, though. Oh, I know. Right. He was supposedly the most talented.
Yeah.
And then
got hurt playing wide receiver.
He is a tremendous actor, though. He has made it work for
him
going down.
Yeah.
Let's go to the lose some. The Astros, we already mentioned. Big losers as -220 favorites. And 6 runs scored. The over-under was set at 7. So just tough beats all around. Blue Jays, poor Sean King. Which, by the way, congratulations to him. He is out there in the bayou getting ready to be inducted into the New Orleans Sports Hall of Fame.
Well-deserved.
So very well-deserved. But that said, he has been betting the Blue Jays blindly not ideal.
Danny Burke, our guy in Chicago, had him too, and he's like, the boys didn't even show up.
Did not what was show that? Up. Yeah, 6-1 loss, 7 runs scored through 5. So the total over under, bad beat there. So that's a wrap that you couldn't get over when you have that many.
Well, you
runs
hate that
scored.
When you get that early big lead, and then it just feels like all the air goes out of the stadium.
Now here's your Gigantes talk.
Yeah.
7 game losing streak out
happened?
Of the break.
Yeah, and this is the surprise team last year, right? We kept waiting for them to go away.
Oh my gosh, I had a World Series ticket that I was riding so high on for so long.
And then I bought in this year. At the beginning, I thought, the Giants are actually
they bring back basically everything.
Yeah, this isn't a mirage. This is a good baseball team. What the? Like, they look like the Giants we thought they were going to be at the beginning of last year. I'm just stunned when you're losing to Arizona. It's one thing to get beat by good teams. We get swept by Arizona, the D-backs of the world, and you got 7 straight out of the gate in the second half. I mean, sell before the trade deadline.
Absolutely.
That's what I'd do.
4 of the 5 teams in the AL East over 500, even the Orioles, not the Red Sox.
It's amazing. And again, I don't know. Boston, I did not have visions of grandeur personally. But Baltimore, what Baltimore is doing is more stunning than what the Yankees are doing. Like runaway in the East. I don't know if this division is going to get competitive at all because it feels like the Blue Jays, something's missing. I'm not even sure exactly what that is. Tampa doesn't seem to have the same magic elixir that they normally have. So I think the Yankees are going to be able to hold on and coast to win this division. But Baltimore, to me, the fact that they're even in consideration, long shot, to get a wild card spot. I mean, we talk about manager of the year or coach of the year in the NFL. I mean, look at what Baltimore's doing. And I think you can clearly look at them and say they don't have what some of the other have teams have, and yet they're getting more with less.
Yeah, they had exceedingly low expectations. Meanwhile, the Red Sox, a team that,
it's the Red Sox.
New York fans have to be just living so high, whether you're a Mets or Yankees fan. Everybody in the Subway Series was at least the Red Sox are 2-8 in their last 10. At least they're doing that.
I remember saying at the beginning of the year, I said, get the Red Sox this year, but normally teams like the Sox, get them now while you can. It won't last. Boston will be fine. They've had to go, a couple years without a world championship in that city. Like, I'm not going to cry for the Beantown fans. But the Red Sox, this is not the year. I just wonder what they do by the deadline, though. Do they hold on to the guys they have or say a guy like Devers? Are they thinking about moving them? I wonder what they're going to do before the deadline.
Let's get to one Lose Some video real quickly. 1 minute left here in the segment. And Russell Wilson showing up to training camp wearing his own jersey. I said, we looked at the
giant truck
behind him. Makes him look like an ant, by the way.
Wow.
But he is number one in jersey sales with the new
wearing
jersey.
Wearing his own
Denver
jersey
Broncos.
To camp.
Yeah, rolls up. He's just trying to get those jersey sales.
What do you think about that?
In here.
Would you wear like a Stormy shirt to work?
I wear a Brent Musburger shirt to work occasionally,
but, see, that's
but not
acceptable.
My own face.
So you wouldn't wear one with your number on it if you had a Visa number?
No.
I don't, look, you know what? Here's what I love about it, that everybody hates it on social media.
Absolutely.
Because it just bothers everybody. As Mike Pritchard said, he is a walking culture.
Yep. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook, where you can claim your 100% first deposit match bonus with $250 match. And remember, Bet Rivers Sportsbook invites you to add some variety to your baseball bets with new same-game parlays. Every game this baseball season, you can combine game bets and player props to create your perfect combo. Whether you're looking to just increase payouts on favorites, make your own long shot, whatever you need to do, you can do it with same-game parlays at Bet Rivers. Go to Bet Rivers Sportsbook app or BetRivers.com and make your baseball same-game parlays today. When we come back, we get back to the NFL. There are 10 new head coaches.
10.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. Stormy Bonantoni and Dave Ross in for the guys. Mitch and Polly getting some well-deserved R&R, taking some vacation
time. But they're back next week.
They are back next week. We will miss you, but I know you guys are going to be excited to get you guys back here on the desk. And where we're going to go right now is get back into the NFL.
Okay.
10 new head coaches in the league this year, which is it ties a record in the league for the most turnover.
Normally you get 6 or 7, about average, and that's a lot. 10.
Double
Jerry Glanville said it very well years ago. NFL stands for not for long. I mean, it's It is a dog-eat-dog business. If you don't win, you're going to get shown the door.
That's true for coaches. That's true for players if you're not living up to the expectations you
don't
should
get,
have. So.
I mean, like the Marvin Lewis days where he got 14 years in Cincinnati and didn't win a playoff game, those days are gone, baby.
No.
Like, good for Marvin and good for Cincinnati sticking with it. And I think Marvin's a hell of a coach. Didn't win one playoff game there. And you just, guys, you might get 2 years, 3 years, four tops. But if you don't win, there's going to be pressure on these guys.
Well, look at even like a guy like Matt Nagy, who's out
of
the job, who started his tenure
coach
with Chicago. Great.
Coach of the year, rookie coach of the year. It was an amazing first year in Chicago, 12-4 in the double doink. And then a couple years later, showing the door, and the GM, Ryan Pace, as well.
So as you look through the list of some of these new head coaches, let's do both sides of this. Who do you think is going to be set up for the most success? Todd Bowles. And who do you think has the biggest uphill battle? Lovie Smith has the lowest win total, 4.5 with the Texans. Seems like that might be it. So aside from the two obvious, maybe who's the next rank?
Well, I think you're right on with the cough, Todd Bowles. I mean, it's perfect scenario, right? And some are saying in the organization down there in Tampa, they're getting a better head coach than Bruce Arians. Hey, Bruce Arians won a Super Bowl, so I'm not going to say that this is an upgrade, but it's also why I wouldn't play Todd Bowles for Coach of the Year, right? And that his number, I believe, is around 25-1, somewhere in that vicinity. And that's because now the expectations are higher. So Todd Bowles walks in. It's a guy that already had a head coaching job in New York, didn't work out there with the Jets. It doesn't seem to work out for anybody with the Jets. But out of the rookie coaches, I'm going to look for a guy for Coach of the Year odds, if you wanted to play a rookie, where a team has low expectations. So to me, Brian Daboll at 18-1 stands out. So there are expectations here in Las Vegas with Josh McDaniels at a similar number, right? There are very low expectations in the Giants. They are broadly being picked to finish dead last in the NFC East. Now, I know the Raiders are being picked to finish last as well, but in a much tougher AFC West. So when I look at Daboll, I could say I could win 7 games with Danny Dimes, who everybody thinks is terrible, and all of a sudden, look at the job I did.
Yeah.
Right? So he doesn't have to get to the postseason to win that award. It would help. But I think you could get away with 7-8 wins, respectable, make Danny Jones look like a competent NFL quarterback. They go, well, that's a tangible difference that Brian Daboll's making with the G-men. Whereas Josh McDaniels are going to say, well, he's got talent. He's inheriting Derek Carr, some are saying his wide receiver. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, right? So, like, look at the expectations for certain teams with these first-year head coaches versus the lower ones. I'm going to go with the lower ones. I think it's why Mike Vrabel won it last year with the Titans.
Well, and another issue that Mike Vrabel had to deal with was losing your star standout contributor, Derrick Henry. So you have to think about not only the exceeding expectations side
but
of
overcoming.
It, but does a team overcome adversity?
Yes.
It's a very narrative-driven award, I think. My only issue with the Daboll side of things is if you're putting 7-8 wins as that benchmark, for Coach of the Year, 10 wins has really, really historically been a mark you have to reach. I was looking into some of the numbers yesterday. The last Coach of the Year with fewer than 10 wins was 1990. You know the answer already. This is trivia for most folks, but you being the fan of the team that you are fans of,
Well, I wrote a book about them. So, yeah, I should know this. Jimmy Johnson did it. And again, that was expectations where they flipped around a really bad, at that point, Tom Landry retired, Jimmy Johnson takes over, and all of a sudden he goes ahead and wins 9 games in year number 2 and wins Coach of the Year. So you can see those type of changes. That would be a Daboll situation, but I'm with you. Normally 10 would be the mark now.
From 1999 on, Coach of the Year winners have averaged 12.27 wins, have improved by an average of 5.7
there
wins from the season prior. So you have that kind of twofold size of things. They also have to make the playoffs in recent history. 44 of the 47 coaches to even receive votes since 2015 have made the postseason.
So if Josh McDaniels gets the Raiders in the postseason, is it a slam dunk? Because to me, they were a playoff team last year, right?
Well, so that's why I don't know.
Right. It's harder. That's why if the Giants
absolutely
make it, it's a layup. Brian Daboll.
This is my issue with a lot of folks that are very high on the Dan Campbell Coach of the Year train coming into this year with the Lions, because I just don't know if they can reach those benchmarks. I think they're going to be very improved. I think they're going to take a lot of steps forward. I just don't know if it's enough steps forward.
How about Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota?
Interesting.
Because I was debating this with my nephew, Josh, who's getting married in September. And his fiance, Jess, is from Minnesota. They met in Minneapolis. And they were at the Miracle in Minneapolis game when they win the playoff game. And Steph Diggs, the whole thing. They're not big fans of Kirk Cousins. But I'm like, but now you got an offensive-minded head coach in Kevin O'Connell. And I was trying to tell my nephew, hey, look at the numbers that KC 8 had last year. If he does that this year, they're very similar to what Aaron Rodgers won, and he won the MVP for a second year in a row. So Kevin O'Connell there, if they surprise in the North, and I think that that division is...
Which I think is very possible.
It's ripe for the picking.
Yes.
Right? So maybe add a little bit down the board at 20-1. That's not a bad value play if the Vikings are who we think they're going to be this year. I love the over 9. I think this is a 10-win football team. If the defense can get on track, Mike Zimmer, that's why he's not there anymore, a defensive-minded head coach. This is an offensive-minded head coach coming in. So the offense wasn't broke. He doesn't have to fix it. He needs to figure out how to get the defensive side of the ball. But if the offense explodes, like Justin Jefferson's saying, I think a couple things are in play. Kirk Cousins, long shot MVP. And I think you can make a case for O'Connell.
What did you have his odds for, O'Connell?
20-1.
Okay, so that's another. See, I did a lot of just obscure research for this segment today.
Love it.
But this is also an award that, like you kind of mentioned already, rarely favors the favorites. Every winner each of the last six seasons has been 20-1 odds or longer in the preseason. So I think that's, and granted, trends can be our friends. That does not mean you follow them blindly. I mean, just look at the MVP race. Aaron Rodgers was the preseason MVP favorite last year, goes on to do so again. Mm-hmm. So take that with a grain of salt, just important notes. But three of the last five head coaches were first-year head coaches to win Coach of the Year. So long shots, first year, it happens.
I mean, you know, you can make a case, I would say, for Dennis Allen in New Orleans. And I know a lot of the hosts here at VEASAN are very high on him and the Saints this year. I'm seeing about 20-1. He's taking over for Sean Payton. This is a non-playoff team a year ago, right? So we just talked about it with Michael Thomas back, Chris Olave, the Ohio State connection. If Jameis doesn't turn it over, you could see a pathway there. Now, Tampa's still going to be the team to beat in that division. But again, to your point about 10 wins making the playoffs, well, there's a good shot that this is a potentially 10-win team and a team that if they win 10, probably will make the playoffs. That formula could work.
So what about, and I want to bring this up specifically because a fan wrote into us yesterday asking why we weren't giving enough love to Miami and the Dolphins and Mike McDaniel here.
Wow.
So their win total is set at 9. A lot of conversation around Tua Tagovailoa coming into this year, and now he has the weapons. He has everything at his disposal. What is this offense capable of? What can the Dolphins do this year? Any interest in Mike McDaniel in this spot? And their win total is juiced under. So you're getting a plus money price on the 9 over.
Here's the thing for me with McDaniel. He could turn out to be the offensive genius that they're hoping for. And I think they looked at Brian Flores and said, this is a defensive-minded coach who is building the football team not the way they wanted it. By the way, it looked like it was going to be successful. So they already had some success with Flores. I think they're positioned to take a step back, because I don't trust this coach with that personnel to all systems go in that division. Good luck. Patriots, Bill Belichick's going to have something waiting for you twice a year, and the Bills are still the team to beat there.
The division is so tough.
I think it's tough sledding for Miami in year one. I'd feel better about them if Brian Flores was still the head coach.
So that's the thing, though, right? It was such a weird way that all of that even came to be.
Well, because they were building it defensively, and now they're going to switch it. You know,
because they want somebody for Tua.
Right. They wanted a quarterback whisperer.
And Mike McDaniel, kind of a weird dude. It worked
in San Fran. So if it works with Tua, then the Dolphins did the right thing. I'm just not convinced it's going to work with Tua.
All right. I feel you. So we did NFL head coaches. There's also been a lot of turnover in college football, specifically at some major programs. We look at LSU. We already talked about Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Lincoln Riley, Brent Venables. The list goes on and on. So similar exercise when we come back here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Stormy Bonantoni and Dave Ross in for the guys here on Follow the Money.
Brian Kelly, the king of swag.
We're the king of swag. Please don't let that man dance anymore. Say what you want about his accent. The guy wins football games. Can LSU exceed expectations? That and more when we come back.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
The College Football Betting Guide is out now. Make sure you're starting your football season on the right foot with our expert profiles of all 131 teams. It includes team trends, power ratings, over-under recommendations, plus our best season win total bets, Heisman hopefuls, and playoff predictions. The only way to get access, though, to this year's football betting guide is to become a VSiN All Access subscriber. Sign up for VSiN All Access today. You get everything we offer for the entire football season, including our upcoming pro football betting guide. Subscribe now at VSiN.com/subscribe. And I'm telling you guys, you got to get it.
If you're serious about college football betting, you need to get the guide.
Two pages for every single team, which I think is super interesting because it's not like you're giving more attention to an Alabama and a Georgia. Every single program that is in this thing is getting a full workup. So if there's a conference that you're more interested in, you're trying to find an edge in the Mountain West or the MAC, you have all of that access here. What we want to talk about now here on Follow the Money, Stormy Bonantoni and Dave Ross here with you, is some of the new college football coaches coming in.
Okay.
Specifically, we're going to focus on the Power Five here because these programs obviously do get a little bit more of the attention, a lot more of the attention.
Yeah, they do. They get the money.
Yes, and to pay off the tease, Brian Kelly, now his first year at LSU, their win total's only set at 6.5. And it is juiced to high heaven. It's -150 at Bet Rivers. And we can hate on his accent all we want, but this guy wins. Brian Kelly wins at every level, whether it's Grand Valley State, Central Michigan, and Cincinnati, or Notre Dame, and now LSU, right?
Oh, completely. And again, the consternation that social media had over the family and all that, like, I just thought, like, if the guy wants to make an idiot of himself, I'm going to laugh. Like, it's not like I don't take it as a personal affront that Brian Kelly did a bad Southern accent.
I wonder if it was an accident.
Oh.
So I know that a lot of these things feel calculated, and I'm trying to relate to the people around
you. I'm just
you.
Trying to be colloquial.
Yes, but I honestly wonder if, and you know how Madonna, when she goes overseas, she came back with a British accent or something like that? I've definitely accidentally spoken back to somebody in an accent. Like, my boyfriend's family is all very Southern.
So,
and I don't mean to, but when I'm around them enough, I get a little twang in my voice sometimes.
What do you say?
And it's not natural. I have no accent. I'm like full blown, the normal type of a standard.
Give us your Southern accent.
I shan't be doing that here on the program, but I just always wondered that. I was like, I wonder
so
if
you think
like
he just fell into the trap of he's down South now.
Maybe a little. He's just feeling good.
Yeah,
in the bayou. I don't know. I don't know.
Look, I was there last
I'm going to get so much hate on social media. Please tweet me at Storm Bonantoni.
I did that when I lived in North Carolina. I did some bad Southern accents, and my girlfriend hated it at the time. That's why she's an ex-girlfriend. But the bottom line is Brian Kelly is now looked at as the adult in the room. Whatever you want to say about it, Coach O, you win a national championship. It got dicey, to say the least, certainly with what was going on in the program. So exit stage left at Ogeron. And now Kelly's looked to come in there and say, all right, now let's return to normalcy. And say what you want about his tenure at Notre Dame. They were always right around the college football playoff, if not in the college. They were always hovering around the double-digit wins. LSU is not devoid of talent. Like I don't – when I look at the win total at 6.5, there is no way I can play the under. And, again, that's why it's juicy the over at -$1.50. I just can't.
But I would – even though I'm not typically one to just like absolutely love futures and have all this money tied up before the season
right.
for the entire course of the year. That's one where I'm like, I know I'm going to get a return on that. You just know it.
Well, now if you can get the plus a dollar here, basically even money. Now again,
seven gets you a push potential.
But I think that's the worst case scenario is what you're going to get as a push, just because I do trust with the bad Southern accent notwithstanding, I trust Brian Kelly to turn this around ASAP. And by the way, we just talked about in the NFL, not for long. Like, they're not going, hey, Brian, take your time. They're like, dude, you got to compete now in the SEC. You're one of the big boys. You're a blue blood. You're LSU. This isn't a two-year, three-year rebuild. Now, technically, for them to be where they want it to be, it will be a two-year, three-year rebuild. But this year, they're looking at 8 wins minimum for Brian Kelly, and I think they'll get to that number.
I think so also. Winningest head coach in Notre Dame history, speaking of which, the opposite side of that coin is Marcus Freeman taking over. We saw the video of the jersey reveal for the Shamrock Series. I mean, you can tell just the players love him. We learned that. It was very obvious at the end of last season when he eventually did get the job, and you saw the room just erupt for him making that announcement. He also made the move to retain Tommy Reese as his offensive coordinator. We know he is a defensive mind coming over from Cincinnati, making them one of the best defenses in college football prior to that. First head coaching job. So obviously big shoes to fill, high expectations with a win total of 9. But I think Notre Dame should be okay this year.
I do too.
I don't have as high expectations as odds makers do.
Right.
But I think they should be fine.
And this is kind of the tentacle now that, you know, we look at Marcus Freeman and Tommy Reese and go, wow, great job, ND, keeping the staff together. Brian Kelly put that staff together. Mm-hmm. So, like, I know that that's not, they don't want to talk about Brian Kelly and Notre Dame anymore. But the point being is Brian Kelly knows how to put together a coaching staff. That's why I'm high in LSU. I do think this is a good coaching staff at Notre Dame. But it is still Marcus Freeman. This is a big jump for a relatively young man to become a head coach at Notre Dame and this high-profile a school. Mm-hmm. He's going to have some bumps along the road. But I think the schedule is still favorable enough now that they're still as an independent. They can still pick and choose. It doesn't look too daunting. 10 wins might be a lot to get there in year number one. But if I had to play it, and I'm not going to play this because I think that the number is priced properly, I would play the over if you made me, but I'm not going to wager it. I'm not as high as Notre Dame to get to 10 as I am on Brian Kelly and LSU to get to 7.
I think you will get a really good read on this football team earlier in the year when they play Ohio State. Mm-hmm. They are a 14.5 point underdog in that game. How do they compete with a team that is expected to make and potentially win the national championship this year? So good measuring stick game September 3rd just to get things going out the gate. As you did look at that list of new head coaches mm-hmm. coming in, what's another name that really stood out to you and potential bet that you might want to make?
Mario Cristobal at the U. I'm like, to me, as an old school guy, 80s guy, Michael Irvin's one of my favorite athletes of all time. I'm sure I'll get dinged on social media for that. But it's because of the hype. Like when Irvin was there in the 80s with Jimmy Johnson before they both went to the Cowboys in the 90s, there was just nothing like it. If you can recruit down there, and you know, Brian McFadden is going to come on with us. He knows all about it being a Florida State Seminole. I mean, you can recruit down in South Beach area in Miami, Broward County. You're going to win. So if Mario Cristobal can win back home for him, right, this is
where he did win two national championships.
This is a sleeping giant ready to be awoken. So it gets me excited. Can they get to 9 wins in the ACC? I think so. I look at the schedule and I go, okay, at A&M is going to be very tough. It won't be necessarily easy at Virginia, but if they're back, they should be able to win that game. A couple of tough roadies at Georgia Tech and at Clemson for sure. And Blacksburg won't be easy either. But the home games all look winnable to me. Mm-hmm. So if they can take care of business at home, don't tell BMAC I said that with Florida State coming down there to Miami. But if they can make the Orange Bowl pop again and win those home games, they're going to be on to something very quickly. So I am high on Mario Cristobal.
Every year I feel like it's the same song and dance where I'm like, this is the year the U is going to come back. But this time, and maybe I'm just selling myself a bad bag of goods here, but I do believe in them. I think that Mario Cristobal is probably the perfect person to get this program up from Miami. Won two national championships with them in 2015 as the offensive line coach for Alabama, won another national championship. So he has that group with him. What he has done with this roster in 6 months has been super impressive. Signed a top 15 freshman class, mm-hmm. a top 10 transfer group, the offensive line and defensive line. He's all about that line of scrimmage. He got them built up strong. So I like that a lot. You have another?
Yeah, I was just going to say, on that schedule, they really should be 4-1 out of the gate. And the one loss would be, if you look at it, is at Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. So I think they're good enough to beat Carolina at home. It's going to be at Blacksburg. Can they go there October 15th? They get that, man. Duke comes back the next week. That should be a very winnable game. They can get on a roll. If they can just win the games they should win out of the gate, they're looking at 6-1, 7-1. I do like that over 8.5. Now, again, it gets much tougher on the second half of that ledger.
Dan Lanning taking over Cristobal's former job with the Oregon Ducks. Mm. A couple other interesting names here, Lincoln Riley and Brent Venables. Real quickly, we've got about 1 minute left here. Between those two, Brent Venables, now at Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley at USC, who has the best short-term and or long-term future with their program?
I know that Lincoln Riley right now in SC, it feels like the win total is a little bit high at 9.5, but the talent is oozing on offense. Defense is the problem for SC. Will they be able to stop anybody? Venables at Oklahoma, he's going to play defense. So it might not be your traditional shoot-em-out Oklahomas that you're used to where – the points are going to flow.
Two polar opposites. Right?
So you got a defensive minded coach. That's why I think if the Oklahoma kids can get around that identity of not turning it over, maybe not sexy on offense, but play solid defense, I think Venables long term might be better. But Lincoln's going to really get them fired up at SC this year. So maybe short term Lincoln, long term Venables.
Interesting, because I was thinking the opposite.
Really?
I was like, I think Oklahoma's going to have a better year this year, and USC. Wow. Was probably going to struggle. I think they'll get to 8 wins, maybe 9. Woo. Definitely not over their win total. That's me. When we come back, how about them Cowboys?
Let's go.
Dave Ross's absolute favorite topic to get in here. This first hour of Follow the Money presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250. Match must be 21 or older. Check out BetRivers.com for full offer and details.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone was like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.